Today on In Touch with Southeast Iowa, we're visiting with Sheila Horace. She is involved with the Kyoto Education Advocacy Team, which, Sheila, I guess would be a grassroots group of citizens that are interested in doing things for the school district there in Kyoto?
Yeah. It kind of happened because there was some controversy starting in the last winter that we were having declining enrollment and some problems in the school, and there was a lot of rumors floating around and some dissension. And at a school board meeting, I recommended that maybe we needed a focus group to deal with some of these issues and maybe have a means of collaboration with the school board and getting current information and doing what we could to help the school. So I suggested that, and several people were interested, but nobody proceeded with starting it. So I just volunteered to get the group together. And I selected some people, took names from other people, community members that were really particularly interested in maintaining the school in our community and doing what we could to make sure and that people were informed and that we could assure that there was quality education being provided.
Now, that's one of your goals, right, is to do what you can to help support the Kyoto schools to make sure Kyoto keeps their school?
Exactly. We had an election. There's some controversy there. In the fall, there's a group of individuals that felt that we should proceed directly into whole grade sharing. And then there was the other group that really did not want to relinquish the school. And the school board election made it very clear that the community did want to keep the school. So what we're going to do is do what we can to make that possible and to improve and work together as a community.
Now, have you gone as far as to lobby legislators and things like that?
We're working on that. We all know that education in the state of Iowa, whether it's rural or urban, there is an issue with enough adequate funding, and everyone seems to be having problems. So part of our group, one of the factions of our group, is legislative, and so we're in the process of organizing a write-in campaign to legislators that are involved with determining school formula. And also I've been kind of excited because the sociology class at the high school is also getting involved, and they are going to approach it from a student's point of view in contacting legislators. So we're hopeful that we will be able to get their ear and get something accomplished.
Yeah, you've kind of got a 1-2 punch going there, and that's something I think legislators don't hear enough out of, someone they don't hear enough out of, and that is the students.
Exactly. And they're very vocal, and they're very well informed, and they're planning to be very involved. They're going to use social media as a tool, which is something that I'm too old to understand. So it'll be interesting to see how this takes place. That's one of our goals.
We've been visiting with Sheila Horace of the Kyoto Education Advocacy Team, a grassroots organization organized to help the Kyoto schools. On this edition of In Touch with Southeast Iowa, this is part one of a two-part interview. I'm Tom Goodsight, KCII News.